Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. What if modern deconstruction is less about discovering truth and more about desiring autonomy? Romans 1 pulls back the curtain on our cultural moment. It doesn't describe people who outgrew Christianity or found better arguments. It reveals people who were never chasing truth to begin with. Paul says that men suppress the truth because truth interferes with their desires. And that's the heart of deconstruction movement today. Not all questioning is sinful. Christians must learn and examine and grow. But this current trend of deconstructing the faith is not about doctrinal clarity. It's about cultural convenience. People aren't rejecting Christianity because they found new revelation. They're rejecting it because biblical truth confronts cherished desires, sexual ethics, gender, authority, self-denial, the call to holiness. Truth becomes optional. Feelings become authoritative, and desires become king. But Romans 1 reminds us, people do not deconstruct because they discovered truth. They deconstruct because truth discovered them. They want to please man more than God. They want to live before the face of culture rather than coram Deo, before the face of God. And so Romans 1 warns the church, deception is subtle, and the drift from truth always begins with a drift in desire. So pray this with me today. Lord, anchor my heart in your word. Let every affection bow to your authority, and keep me from exchanging truth for lies that simply comfort my flesh. Here's two peoples you can pray for today. Yairo Bonilla and his family are national changemakers in Costa Rica. And also remember, the Vietnamese LifeWord broadcast for the people of Vietnam.